The stage is set, and the curtain is up, and the ghost light is moved off stage for the professional summer theater season in the Clinton area. KROS not only brings you unique conversations with the directors, actors, and others involved in the productions, but also reviews from those shows. Now, from the reviewer seat in the theater. Whether you're a John Denver fan or not, it's worth your time to get to the Clinton Area Showboat Theater for Almost Heaven, the Songs of John Denver. You might think it's more of a musical review instead of a usual musical theater production, but you will be entertained, have fun, and walk away learning something. Colden Sims does play the John Denver character while giving glimpses into Denver's life and playing the guitar and performing some of the songs. While other actors play instruments and perform songs, the cast listed in the program simply by name is a hint about the nature of this performance. In addition to Sims, the other cast members include Charlotte Kunesh, Jesse Wilkerson, Riley Francis, Alyssa Carlson, and Ryan Scobel. You won't be disappointed with whomever is taking center stage on any of the songs. All are outstanding. Director Amy Fritchie should be credited with pulling this group of actors into a cohesive unit, having fun being on the stage and working together. Spoiler alert is to watch for the music director and keyboard player Connor Kratzer-Scartasini. While the actors play the guitars, violin, mandolin, or any other instruments to perform with the songs, the keyboard work adds that little extra to the performance. You might have to look a bit to find him, but he is on the stage. Scenic designer Jess Ford also gets credit for the stage setup and background scene changes. Get your tickets now to Almost Heaven at the Clinton Showboat. When people are talking about this show for the next few months, you don't want to be left out of the conversation. The show runs through August 10th. From the reviewer seat in Row D at the Clinton Showboat Theater, I'm Dave Vickers.